Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, I'm doing it. I never thought I would do this in my entire life. I'm doing it.
What's that?
I'm adjusting. I'm not going to sit here and beat people down over the Astros. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they're bad. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the pitching has been bad and all that. I'm not doing that. I'm adjusting my mindset. I'm doing something I used to roll my eyes at.
And that is?
I am embracing. I am developing a strong rooting interest that's going to take me through this. What appears to be perhaps a rougher season than we're used to.
You're already looking at the draft.
And it all starts tonight. I will never be looking at the MLB draft. I can assure you of that. This is what I'm doing. And I want you in with me, man.
Well,
and I want the loopholes in
about.
With me.
Depends.
It's all about the boot for me. 2-2
oh,
right
God.
Now. Equal with the Rangers. I am focused. I'm not focused on ALCS. I'm not focused on anything. It's all about the boot. The Rangers are coming to town for three. They've already dethroned the Astros as World Series champs. I am focused on the boot. That is what I'm focused on. I said one series at a time. This is my new Super Bowl. It's all about being the Texas State champion. And tonight, an opportunity to take control of the boot. I am in on the boot. Never thought I would be. I'm in 100%. Let's go.
So how about that Masters?
It's boot time.
It is not boot time.
It's boot time, baby.
Yeah, don't do this.
Let's adjust it.
Don't do this.
Let's adjust it. Boot time.
So this is like a make your season win, like if you're whatever.
No, there's still Auburn, work to be done. They'll still
and you
be
beat Alabama.
There'll still be work to be done, but I'm on the boot.
Yeah, no, I'm not. The boot matters nothing. The boot. I'll tell you what. I'm not even considering that if the Astros are playing the Rangers starting today. All I need is a dub. One dub. That's all. I don't care about boots. I don't care about anything else.
Give me the boot.
Yeah.
The dub comes and you take control of that boot. Figgy, you down with the boot?
Nah, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. We better than this.
We are better
than
this.
Are they?
Thank you, Figgy.
Are they better than this?
Nah, we as a show are better than this.
I'm in the boot, man.
Yeah.
If they win, consider the t-shirt made. Silver boot champs.
Okay, if they win...
Silver
the
boot
series,
champs.
I want you to get a boot t-shirt.
Silver boot champs, 100%.
Yeah. I want you to walk around and people will be talking behind your back. Look at that guy.
I'm committed.
He's committed. He's excited that they beat the Rangers in a season series.
I'm committed to the boot. That's where I'm at.
This is awful, man. This is awful that you're even considering that.
Well, sorry.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to.
You want me to tell you that they're going to be back in the ALCS? You want me to lie to you?
No, don't lie to me because they're not. It doesn't look like they will be at all this year. I think things might be worse than even 4-10 might indicate. Things might be worse than even what we're talking about here.
And we're going to see Verlander come in, the ghost of Justin Verlander. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's going to be a disaster too. Expected to like save the day.
Disaster if you're comparing him to what you expected, 2 years ago. But I don't have a high. I'm kind of with you on this. I don't have high expectations on Justin Verlander. Like there are no real high expectations. And that's why I feel like that this team is kind of fooling itself in a lot of ways, and we talked about that.
We're 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. And I say 2 weeks. We're actually 13 days, but we're 2 weeks away from the Texans actually making some picks. Cal McNair and Hannah McNair, they spoke. We'll hear what they got to say. Y'all were breaking down that Hannah wants to win.
Hannah wants to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, right? There you go. Breaking news right here.
She wants to win now.
Yeah, okay.
She wants to win now.
Wow, that's huge.
What's wrong with that?
Second most money on free agency, and she wants to win now. I would hope so.
Yes, I would hope so too, but it's good to hear. That's the thing about what
y'all, you know, creep me out, by the way. My confession, y'all creep me out when y'all start like trying to like make connections to Hannah Montana and Hannah McNair.
Why?
It just makes me uncomfortable. You, Sean, and Seth having like a round table about Hannah McNair and Hannah Montana makes me uncomfortable.
That shouldn't make you uncomfortable.
It might be a me thing.
Yeah.
I just get kind of uncomfortable. And then y'all trying to like make connections. It's just like, oh, God.
Because he said he called her Hannah Montana.
Yeah, I was just like, where is this going?
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Don't quite know where this is headed, but all right.
I think when we, and we're going to hear from her and him, Cal McNair, I don't think it's anything big, but I think it's just what you want to hear right now. Like you're
I mean,
you're,
they've shown you, though.
Yeah, they've shown you, but you want to hear it. You want to hear from them that yes, that what we think, what we see is absolutely echoed at the top. That's what I think. Just something that you want to hear. At this time, there hasn't been any press conferences. There hasn't been.
Get me started on that.
On other things, so yeah, let's hear what the owners have to say.
Get me started on that.
Yeah, still stuck in your craw, so to speak.
I'm not stuck in anything. I just don't understand why Stephon Diggs didn't get a press conference.
I don't either, to be honest.
You're sitting there talking about how excited everyone is, and you're talking about how I think they interrupted your kid's class or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to give me a press conference?
Mm-hmm.
One of the most exciting moves of the offseason, no press conference? I mean, the PR staff, A-plus the last 3 years and everything they've dealt with, but...
Well,
then what are we doing?
There was the uniform reveal.
That wasn't them.
Yeah, that's true. It was a different branch.
Yeah, that wasn't them.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had more uniform events than we have press conferences. Mm-hmm. Like, Stephon Diggs can't get one. He can't go up there and get the crowd hype. Give us a little bit of a sound clip or something
because
like that?
Because he would.
Well, I mean, and he deserves it.
Yeah. He deserves it.
I mean, he'll
be
available at workouts or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an introductory. So don't tell me how excited they are and I didn't get a press conference.
Yeah.
Need to hear that.
But I think, no, I liked it because it's like I said, we're all.
Y'all just like anything Hannah does. Let's just be real.
No.
Look at Hannah.
Where does this come from?
Look at that.
No, I just think
she
like.
She wants to win.
I just think that we're all swept up in what the Texans have been doing in this offseason. We've gotten, it's fair to say that they've won the offseason. We're all excited about it. We didn't get a Stephon Diggs press conference. So when the owners come out and kind of validate that, it's just good to hear. That's all. It's not any big news.
Their actions tell you that, though, right?
Their actions have told us that. I just said that. And I feel like it's just the good validation for fans to hear that those things.
I would just like to hear it from Diggs.
Well, that too. I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Wouldn't mind hearing it.
I'm not saying I wouldn't prefer that as well.
A little jersey up there.
Mm-hmm. Number one, baby.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
I came here because I want to win a title.
Yes.
I think that would work.
We want all that.
Yeah.
We want all that and more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just good when they did it. And good for Randy Mack, getting them.
Bristol got it too.
Good for Bristol to get them.
They all got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give them credit for in line.
It's two people, Landry. It's two people. Not everybody.
Where was Will Kunkel at?
It's not they all. See?
Where was Will Kunkel?
Where was Will Kunkel?
Was Will too busy doing Astrostats to get in there?
How can
Will not get in there?
Yeah.
Berman would have got in there.
Berman would have had him at some function they were at, that the kids' little league game or something. he would have had him then, and probably about 2 weeks ago. But they got the owners, man.
The owners got them. The owner said, hey, come through.
You think?
You get five, you get five. Yeah. It wasn't like exclusive.
Well, it was only two people.
Yeah.
Got them.
Two longest tenured TV guys, yeah. Got to get Kunkel in there, though, man.
Yeah.
Looks good on TV.
Maybe he was looking for Doug Bosick.
He looks good on TV, man.
Yeah.
What do you say about Doug Bosick?
No. I mean, sometimes you get the whales, and sometimes you don't.
That's the uniform guy, man.
Yeah, that's the uniform guy. And he's way up there, you know. Yeah. That's his whole job is to do the uniforms. There. Yeah.
Get some hype, man. You think Diggs, maybe Diggs will be at this uniform thing. Maybe they're saving him for the big event.
They got to have the stars there. They got to have CJ, yes.
Okay.
CJ, Tank, obviously, Stephon Diggs. They've got to have them there. You want to create some buzz, that'll do it. Because they're going to be cheering for the players, and you can say it's the uniforms. You know? Like they have this big event, you know, right there at the post. And if people see these guys, they're going to go nuts. And you can say, look how much they love the uniforms. Well, they're really cheering the players, but that's fine. It'll work. It'll get the buzz going.
The buzz going was the Stephon Diggs press conference.
I'm talking
They dropped the buzz.
No, I'm talking about what you just said. Like if you bring them out at the uniform reveal, it'll really create more buzz from a...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
By the way, Will Kunkel did interview the owners.
He did that too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so don't give McAvoy credit for some exclusive. Everybody was there.
Okay, let me apologize to you and everyone.
Yes, yeah. Shout out to Will Kunkel. Get in the mix. Will not only putting out the baseball stats, he was in the mix. Yeah. Shout out to Will. We can see that on Fox. Everybody's in the mix. Shout out to Will, man. He had that CJ Stroud interview too. I knew Will's stats and info would come through.
He's good.
Doing his thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody's out there. Everybody's excited. Mm-hmm. Everybody's pumped, and we got uniforms. We got the Astros, too. Did you hear what Reggie Jackson had to say yesterday?
Didn't make sense to me.
What on earth? So I thought Dana Brown was making the decisions.
I don't know who's making the decisions anymore.
I don't want to kick you in the nuts about the Astros. We know they suck right now. Mm-hmm. But I saw this yesterday. Chandler Rome put it out. This was Reggie Jackson talking about the reason why the Astros said no thanks to Blake Snell.
We have a great leadership group with our GM. Also, we have a couple of other advisors and Craig Biggio, Jeff Bagwell, very much involved in our decision making. I'm involved. Jim takes those decisions and puts them together, listens to our management and coaching staff, talks to our GM and his staff. And then, of course, some of the analytics come into the future of a player, and our decisions are made that way, along with being fiscally responsible. Responsible, I think, is what kicked us out of the Snell deal. He signed a two-year deal, I want to say, for 62. That's too much for him. Between the four or five people that make the decisions with the Astros, we don't play that game.
He mentioned about 10.
He said 4 to 5.
Yeah, no, he mentioned himself, Biggio, Bagwell, Dana Brown, analytics staff, obviously Jim Crane. Other analysts that he said, so probably about 10 people involved in this. Now, look, this is what bothered me about it. Not so much that's a lot, but a lot of teams have, you know, a group of a handful of people that weigh in on decisions.
Yeah,
that's not. It's probably
just the flat organization.
It sounds like it. It's a lot more probably than most organizations. But then you say. It was fiscally responsible.
Oh, but Jose Abreu, Jeff Bagwell hopping on a plane and going to recruit Jose Abreu for 3 years is fiscally responsible?
Not only that, but you were reportedly in at that number. Like 2 years, 62 is not a lot compared to what was asked initially and what people thought you were going to spend. So I don't know if he's just justifying it or what, but that one bothered me, though.
So Reggie Jackson's in there, too?
Oh, yeah. He said.
Okay, so we have Reggie Jackson, Jeff Bagwell, Craig Biggio, Dana Brown, Dana Brown's staff, Jim Crane, making these decisions.
Analysts, he said analysts.
And we don't play that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll admit, this is perhaps wrong on my part. I don't have a good grasp of how the Astros organization functions at this point.
Mm-hmm. No.
I have no idea.
That's more than fair. Because I think depending on which way the wind is blowing and which analyst or whatever he wants to listen to, Jim Crane ultimately makes the decision. It's a lot, man. I mean, a lot of teams have a handful of people that are making those big decisions, but that's a lot.
That's a hell of a lot. And yeah. I didn't even know Reggie Jackson was in the mix.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been.
Well, I didn't know he was in there saying, hey, screw Blake Snell.
Yeah.
Man.
Apparently he was.
Jeez, man.
Yeah.
And the more you know. The more you know. I'm at a loss. I really am focused on the silver boot at this point with the Astros.
I think you're just kidding.
No, I'm being serious. I mean,
you're excited about the silver boot.
That's what I'm focused on. Yeah. You got to win the boot.
And what happens if they do?
Then
you're gonna have a kegger.
I'm just gonna be happy that they beat the Rangers. And that's
we don't
it.
Even care about the Rangers.
Well, we do now.
I don't.
Yeah, I'm there.
You would have to speak for yourself on that one.
And then you have this Hunter Brown fella.
Good Lord.
What is he?
Awful right now. And maybe not much more than average, period.
He allowed 11 hits and got two outs.
Yeah. 9 runs, 11 hits. And they were.
This guy was supposed to be the man.
He has a delivery just like Justin Verlander.
Yeah, I've seen that a few times.
Yeah, he does. It was. I think Hunter Brown just might be okay at best. Like if you look at what he's done.
By the way, Chandler Rome is saying Blake Snell hasn't been injured.
Has not been injured?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Reggie Jackson doesn't even know. He said Blake Snell's been injured. When did he get hurt?
Well, he won the Cy Young last year. So it wasn't last
year.
He's
won it twice, I think.
Yes, he's won it twice, but he won it last year. It's not exactly like he's been less than durable.
Let's see. 24 starts, 31 starts, 23. 11 in the COVID year, 27, 24, 32. When was this injury that Reggie Jackson speaks of?
I don't know.
There's the 11 in the COVID, like the last three seasons, 27 starts, 24 starts, 32 starts. Before that, 23, 31, 24. Two Cy Youngs. Where are these injuries that Reggie's talking about?
I think between that and the fine physical.
Is Jim Crane just trying to trade baseball cards at these meetings?
No, I think they're trying.
Like, is he bringing in like a Jeff Bagwell card to get signed and Craig Biggio and Reggie Jackson? Is that what we're doing?
I think they're just trying to justify not wanting to pull the trigger or getting beat out on this or Snell wanting to go somewhere else. They're just trying to justify it because they're horrible right now, and there's no other way to put it. So they're like, well, what happened with your pitching, you know, all these, the other things Chandler Rome said that I thought was very interesting, like, you know, you can't plan on some of these guys starting on the IL, but you can bring in pitching with the guys that were already on the IL, you know?
I mean, let's just stop with the Luis Garcia, Lance McCullers talk.
That too.
Like, we got to cut that out.
Yeah, that too.
Lance McCullers being healthy would be more surprising than him being hurt at this point, and you knew what was going on with Luis Garcia. I mean, it's not like we're talking about Mike Scott or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or Roger Clemens.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not a surprise.
Yeah. Luis Garcia.
Don't give me Lance McCullers and Luis Garcia. You knew they were hurt to begin with.
Well, what is it, 528 days now since Lance McCullers last pitched in a major league game? And Luis Garcia, yeah, he had a good, you know, he had an up and down previous 2 years before getting hurt. And it's Tommy John's surgery.
Have we had enough time pass to where they can just rehire Jeff Luhnow? Like, has the smoke cleared enough? Like, we have the Ohtani controversy and stuff. Has enough time passed to where we can just bring back Jeff Luhnow and see what happens?
I think, first of all, they're not going to bring in Jeff Luhnow.
But could we?
Oh, no, hold on. I'm saying they're not going to bring in Jeff Luhnow. Even if they could, does Jeff Luhnow want to come back into this? Because when Luhnow was here, it wasn't Bagwell and Biggio and Reggie and all these guys. They were coming into the organization, but Luhnow was the voice. You know, Luhnow was the and that might have been, you know, part of the problem, you know, ultimately. But no, does he even want to come back to this? That's the bigger question.
Stephon Diggs hasn't spoken. Not quite sure why. I know what he's up to. However, His bosses did speak. They had some pretty good things to say about the alleged diva wide receiver. The defensive digs, courtesy of the folks up top, coming up next.
Biggie, let's hit it big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
We just got some news from the Texans. Mm-hmm. We're gonna hear there's gonna be some vocal stuff from Texans players.
They speaking
on Monday. C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans, Monday. Nick Caserio Thursday. Still no Stephon Diggs.
Will Anderson too.
Okay, there you go. That's nice.
Yeah,
good to hear from them, but no Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
We have heard, though, now from the owners. They made the local TV rounds. We have heard from the owners, courtesy of two of the handsome fellas who do local TV around here. Will Conkle hadn't put his out yet. I think he's busy on those stats that he'd be putting out.
Mm-hmm.
Probably ironing his shirt, too. He seems like a shirt ironer, doesn't he?
Nothing wrong with that.
For sure. Nah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Sharpest guy, sharpest looking dude in
You think he used starch?
Oh, he better.
No starch.
Light starch.
Okay.
Yeah, light starch.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Get that crisp collar going.
But jinx.
Hannah McNair,
ooh, no.
She spoke to the charmer, Randy McIlwoy, about the reaction of Stephon Diggs and their expectations, the ownership's expectations for this squad. Here is Hannah and Cal with the great Randy McIlwoy.
Boys, when they heard the Stephon Diggs news, were screaming around the house, and then their friends said their teacher stopped class to tell everyone. So there's quite a buzz amongst the younger generation about the guys that we brought in. So that's exciting.
But and we embrace the expectations. That's where we want to be. And at the same time, it's about building the team and the team being coached and working hard. It's the day-to-day things that are going to get us where we want to get to, but we've got to stay focused, and work hard every day to bring about where we want to go.
And we want to win now.
Yeah, and I mean, we know that.
We know that.
I just think it's funny. You and Sean were sitting here talking about it. Like, oh, my God, look at what Hannah said. Dude, of course they want to win now. Look at what they're doing. I want to hear Diggs, though.
Well, why can't you want and like both?
I mean, what are we? It's nice to hear. Well, I can see it. I've heard them say stuff before and their actions didn't back it up. I like the actions. I'm about them actions, man. That's what I like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you say everybody's excited about Diggs and then I don't get a press conference, then what am I supposed to say?
Look,
awesome.
I don't disagree that it would be great to have a Stephon Diggs press conference.
I'm getting a little too worked up about this press conference. I like when people are excited and I wanted to hear from him.
All I'm saying is for all the things that we've said, they just said it. And yes, they've been excited. We can assume they've been excited. They made the moves, and you're not going to make a move and say, well, hope that works out, or anything like that, or we don't like that. It's just good. Why can't you enjoy things, man?
What do you mean? I'm enjoying it. I just think there's got to be some sort of like, look what Hannah said. Let's play the audio and say, oh, look what Hannah said. Like, man, come on. They've shown you that. You know that. Mm-hmm. We know that they want to win.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. They're about that action.
Yeah, let's hear it.
They don't need to say that.
Well,
I want to hear Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear Diggs say it. Where's Diggs? Someone find Stephon Diggs. I know he's on Instagram a lot. Figgy, do you follow Stephon Diggs on Instagram? Have you given him a follow?
Not yet.
Tell me what he's up to,
I bet
man.
Sketch has his numbers.
Sketch definitely has his number. Let's get, what does Sketch think?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what's up with Stephon Diggs? Does he have anything on his story right now? I got to hear from Stephon, man.
Yeah.
I know Hannah's about that action. We know that. Come on, man. Jeez.
So right now, it's a picture of him training.
Okay. Where How's he looking?
He look fit, man. No shirt, shorts. He look like he training.
I see you. Okay.
And then.
So he's ready.
Yeah. And also he got a picture of Vontae Davis. I guess he.
Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess he went to a funeral or something like that. Looked like a
teammate.
Yeah.
Some respect.
Yeah. Memorial.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Diggs, man.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear you. Might have to wait a little bit, but I can't wait to hear you.
Well, it's weird because they've already announced Monday and he's not involved. So it ain't going to be anytime soon, it seems like. I just wonder why. Like,
you think maybe he didn't want a press conference?
Maybe.
You think maybe it's him?
Who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're
traded for the guy.
But maybe he said no.
He said no to a press conference?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out.
You think so? You think that seems like his personality?
I just think it's weird the Texans didn't want a press conference with this.
I
would rather have this
for
over
the people.
I would rather have this over the other two.
It's for the people, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
This was the biggest move of the offseason when it comes to drama.
In the league.
Now, it might not have been the most expensive, but this was the biggest move of the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
So, that move.
So why wouldn't they want a press conference?
I don't know.
Maybe it's him.
I don't know. I mean, I know I might be guilty of putting too much into it.
But hearing from Cal and Hannah didn't do anything for you?
I guess. I mean.
He didn't really do nothing for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just there. I mean, but hey, that's just us. It's these two get together talking about Hannah. She could say barbecue's good. Oh, my God. Did you hear Hannah say barbecue's good? Oh, my God. Hannah said that ketchup's a popular condiment.
Where does this come from?
I don't know. I'm asking y'all.
No. Where does this this theory of yours come from?
Hannah wants to win. Yes, she does. She's a killer. She's a killer. She's got that killer in her. She's also got some diva in her.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not.
She's also got some diva in her, perhaps.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We heard from Randy McAvoy, his portion of the interview with the McNairs. Let's hear from Jason Bristol. This is Jason Bristol, the great Jason Bristol. Another great dude. K-H-A-U-O-U. Shout out to him. Here is Jason Bristol with Cal and Hannah talking about the reputation of Stephon Diggs being the D-word receiver.
Why do you think that he will be a good fit here in this organization?
Do you think I'm a diva? Am I a diva?
No, I said Stephon Diggs, not you.
I mean, I don't know. It depends on what your definition is.
I don't really know him yet. I look forward to getting to know him. I think as a receiver, you probably want the ball. And I think as team, you want receivers that want the ball and want to make a difference with it once they get their hands on it. And I think he's one of those guys that can make a difference. And I'm glad he's here, and I look forward to getting to know him. I think we have a team that really works together well, and I think they'll if he goes off a little bit, they'll probably challenge him and bring him back in. But they'll work together as a team, and I look forward to that.
And this is where you trust your evaluators, right?
Right.
I think we have a good culture in our locker room that he's coming into, I think he's a great fit.
You want to win.
Yeah.
I mean, and you want guys that want to win. And so sometimes you do have to challenge yourself, and we'll see what happens.
That is right there. That right there is the money quote, because you have Cal basically acknowledging there might be a time where people get tested based on strong personalities. You have Cal saying that sometimes there might be, quote, risk, but you want to win, so you got to be aggressive. And then you have Hannah selling the culture and saying, yes, this is a good culture, so we're comfortable enough with this culture to where if there is a reputation before and the reputation is valid, we're very comfortable bringing this guy into our culture. That right there, I think that was a great summary of where they feel they're at right now and why they're willing to make moves like this. And then you got to trust your evaluators. They say that as well. They also trust the process. That summarizes where they are right now.
So it was good to hear from Hannah.
Well, it was good to hear substance, not Hannah wants to win. But like, I think they broke down the entire organization there.
I think that's the best part of this whole availability, whatever you want to call it, they had yesterday. Because those are the questions we're going to ask Stefan, D'Amico, Nick. Like, why is this going to work? Are you worried? Is it going to be a fit? What if there is, you know, some semblance of the discontent that he's had elsewhere? Like, that right there coming from the owners? That is about as good as you want to hear, because that's what we want to know. Those are the questions you're going to ask Stefan and all down the line.
When?
Whenever you get a hold of him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I mean, we'll hear from him. And I guess he's going to get asked about Buffalo. Are they worried about that?
I wouldn't.
What's he going to say? I think he's going to go up there and be very classy and say what he says. Now, the week of the game, it might be a little different.
The week of the game, but
might be a little more smoke.
Who cares? Even if he blow, you know, if he tortures them, I think they're going to. It's going to be more of an effect on Buffalo than here.
Yeah, and I just can't wait to see how they put it all together. We're 2 weeks away from the Texans making moves. Stephon Diggs, man, he seems to be working out. He's working out according to Figgy. Figgy's been stalking his Instagram for the last 10 minutes, so. We know that he's getting that work in. We know he's figuring it out. Just haven't really heard what he has to say yet. Although he has been putting on some Texans gear. He's working out in the Texans helmet, I see.
Mm-hmm.
He's ready to go.
He is.
He's going to be a popular guy. Popular jersey. I don't know if that's the investment
you're going
to make. But
I think it's going to be one of the more popular ones.
You would get a Stephon over a Nico if you were a jersey purchaser?
I'm not a jersey guy. I think I would rank him. CJ 1, obviously.
You got to go staying power there. You got to go with the Nico. Over the Diggs or
I don't know. I don't know if that's staying power.
Maybe Tank.
Yeah. I would go Tank over all of them. Okay.
CJ 1, then Tank.
At least got three more
these
years.
These are going to be 200, right? At least these jerseys, right?
They're going to be in that neighborhood.
Yeah. About 199. Yeah. Maybe 179.
Okay.
Yeah.
179.
Is that cheap?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Kidding me?
I was just checking.
That ain't cheap.
I never bought a jersey, so I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. Right, well, like maybe a long time ago.
I bought a cheap jersey, but not like a real one.
Like a Ross Rack?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to the Ross Rack. Coming up next, JJ Watt weighs in on what's going on with the Texans. He has a different outlook. We'll hear what JJ had to say. Plus, man. How do we remain sane during this unique, tough time? That's next.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Localize It.
Sports Radio 610.
JJ Watt has spoken on expectations. Kind of spoke out of both ends. I don't know what exactly his overall point is here. But this is JJ Watt on ESPN/The Pat McAfee Show talking about these great expectations. By the way, 13 days away from the draft, 2 weeks away from the Texans actually making a pick if stuff holds as it currently is. Here's JJ Watt on ESPN talking about the expectations for the Texans.
I mean, the additions that they made and the things that they've done these last two off seasons are very impressive. Think about where this franchise was 2 years ago. And then you think about where they are today and some of the conversations that are happening and some of the expectations that are being put upon this team. I do think that you could say it's a situation where the excitement level and the expectation level has built so high so fast that it almost is starting to become unrealistic. But a coach like D'Amico Ryans, when you have a quarterback like C.J. Stroud and the mentality that those two have and the way that they handle themselves and the way they conduct their business, I think that they are uniquely positioned to handle this situation and continue to excel.
What's unrealistic would be my question. Like, what would be unrealistic for J.J. Watt or for the Texans to achieve? Like, for me, the expectation, win the division, and then get in the tournament, make some noise. That's really how I would look at it. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say they have to get to the AFC Championship game to keep their momentum. There's different things that can happen. There's different factors. But for me, win the division or just get into the playoffs and then we'll see what happens and have some sort of personal growth. What's unrealistic about what's been laid out and what's been said about this squad?
See, I think unrealistic is this team will win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
Below right? below that, my expectations already are already higher than what you just laid out. Because what you just laid out is what they did last year. They won the division, they got in the tournament, and they made some noise. So I think there is another realistic expectation, and that's before the draft, before anything else, before we see this team in the preseason and even in training camp. I'm not going to lie. I think this – it's very fair outside of injuries and everything else to say this is an AFC contender. Are they the Chiefs? No. But can they get there?
Yeah.
I think that's an expectation.
I think so, too. There's just so many variables when it comes to football where, right. like last year, the Bengals were probably saying, let's get back to that AFC title game, mm-hmm. and then they had all the injuries. So sometimes there's just stuff out of your control that happens to where you lose that type of momentum. And let me ask you this. Do you think that is there a mindset when it comes to evaluating squads? And I'll ask the loopholes this, too. 713-572-4610. Shout out to you. Friday, we made it, man. We made it to Friday. It seems like it was a long drag, but we made it to Friday. But does it feel like – so, like, if the Texans had lost the last game to the Colts – I keep going back to this. Like, let's say that that running back – whatever the hell that third string running back's name is, let's say that he catches the ball, he runs into the end zone, and the Texans miss the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say that Case Keenum throws that noodle arm pop fly to Dalton Schultz, and Dalton Schultz doesn't catch it, and the Titans end up beating the Texans. Are we sitting here saying, okay, they need to get to the conference championship? Are we going to have the same expectations? Is it going to change? In other words, does the fact that they were able to win a playoff game now lead us to believe, okay, well, the best has to be yet to come, so they got to get to an AFC championship game? That's where I'm trying to balance these expectations, because I think they can make noise. I think they got a puncher's chance against anyone, assuming that all this talent that they've developed and the talent that's going to naturally develop within increases. But are we getting ahead of ourselves just based on results? Is it possible that we're getting – that's something that's happening with the Texans to where we're getting ahead of ourselves? And maybe that's what J.J. Watt is saying.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see any unrealistic expectations with this squad. Just win the division, get in the tournament. Is that
– I think that's a little low.
I'm being conservative. I'm being soft.
I think that's a little conservative.
I'm being scared.
But, okay, to answer your question, would our expectations be the same? I think it's probably a little bit silly to say they would be exactly the same going into the offseason. But after this offseason that they've had so far, I think I'd like to think that me personally, I'd still have the same expectations.
You know what I got to see, though? You know what I got to see? What's first? This is the number one thing that I want to see. Like, it's one thing to go around and do these – trading cards where you get Danielle Hunter and you look at the sacks and you say, look at that. And you get Autry and you're like, oh, look at that. Oh, wow, Stephon Diggs. He's had 6 straight 1,000 yards. Look at that. I want to see how CJ looks coming in there. I want to hear CJ Stroud speak. I want to see him saying it with his chest. Yeah, we'll hear him Monday. I want to hear CJ Stroud saying it with his chest. I want to see CJ Stroud at training camp. Is CJ Stroud, he already kind of had that natural charisma last year, but is CJ Stroud the vocal leader out there, and it's his squad, and man, has he been working out? Look how toned up CJ Stroud looks. That's what I need to see, because the bottom line is this. We can sit here and we can say, oh, they added this, they added that, they added that, they added that, they added that. The development of the quarterback is going to be what matters the most, damn it. That's what's going to matter. That's what's prevented all these AFC South teams that we talk about. Post Peyton Manning, what's held them back is that their quarterback has not gotten to where they need to go. Whether it's Andrew Luck retiring early, whether it's Trevor Lawrence being flaky, that's what it is. So at the end of the day, it's going to be about that quarterback.
I think that's where my expectations would not have changed. Now, definitely we want to see it. I mean, you're right. We want to see that next step. But because of what he did last year, even if they didn't make a move, I still feel pretty damn good about them making some noise. Because of CJ Stroud. So you want to see him develop, you want to see him get better, you want to see everything kind of not coming all at once at him like it did last year, his rookie year. It's these other pieces, man. It's these other pieces that have me thinking, I think they can make a run in the AFC. Because I know what CJ Stroud's going to be. You know, it's
oh, so you're already there's no concern about that.
There's no concern about CJ Stroud for me. That was a big. It was just a.
You don't think there's going to be any growing pains?
I look. Everybody talks sophomore slump and all that. I keep going back to the one thing that just has galvanized my whole opinion on CJ Stroud. There's never been a rookie have a rookie year like him, and that stayed healthy, that didn't become elite.
Well, the other thing is this: when it comes to CJ Stroud, and this is the thing that I like the most, is he doesn't have to save all butts. Like it does, mm-hmm. It does appear that CJ Stroud, they have not put CJ Stroud into position to where he has to save all butts.
That's why I like the other pieces, and they're the ones that have me feeling like this squad. Look, they haven't even had a draft pick yet, but I already feel that way, you know, because of the moves they've made and because you go back to the quarterback, as you just said. They've made all those moves on top of having that quarterback. I mean, this isn't like spoiler alert or anything. I mean, I think a lot of people feel that way about this squad. J.J. Watt, while he did kind of temper it, he's
trying to be fair.
Well, no, he if you listen to it, he started to temper it, and McAfee's going like, I like to hear that, or whatever he said. But then J.J. circled back and said, but because of D'Amico, because of C.J., I don't think tempering those expectations is going to be – is going to be a problem.
And we're going to hear him Monday, man. Yeah. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
CJ Stroud, Miko, Will Anderson. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear what they have to say.
And they're going to be asked about Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, they'll have some good things to say about Diggs.
Yeah.
You think, now this is, let's play a little game.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to weigh in on the YouTube. I need you to weigh in on the text line, 713-572-4610. Shout out to the Loopholes if you listen, you are one. Biggie, need you to play along too. Will Stephon Diggs be described by CJ Stroud using the word that we've heard him use?
Brother.
Is Stephon Diggs one of CJ Stroud's brothers yet? Because he has a lot of brothers.
Yeah.
Is the B word going to be used by CJ Stroud to describe Stephon Diggs?
Not yet.
You don't think?
Not yet.
The way they were playing,
they hanging out a lot, man.
Not yet.
They hanging out a lot.
I think he's going to say really good things about him and all the work and all that stuff that they've been doing. But you got to give it a little more time to say he's.
I don't know, man.
He used it loosely,
man. I don't know. CJ has a lot of brothers, dude.
He used it loosely.
CJ has a lot of brothers. Will CJ Stroud describe Stephon Diggs as his brother? We'll hear it at 11 o'clock. I think the answer is yes. I think Stephon Diggs is already in the brother group.
Nah, it's too early. It's too early.
Are you talking about baseball or are you talking about the Texans?
What do you mean baseball?
It's too early? Are you talking about baseball? Talking about the Astros?
No, it's too early for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's too early for the B word. Now, is it too early to say that the Astros stink? Yes or no?
Oh, no. The Astros stink. The Astros smell loud.
Come on, guys. Ain't even May yet.
They smell loud. Very.
Can we get to Memorial Day?
Very loud. That was humiliating.
1-2-1, by the way. 1-2-1 in series.
And it was just one game. But these guys.
No, it wasn't. It was 3 out of 4.
No, I mean yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday.
That was a sweep.
It was over in the first inning. It was before the first inning was over.
Could I interest you in a stat?
Of course.
So last season, the Astros didn't get swept until June 18th.
Did not know that.
So June 18th was the first time the Astros got swept.
Damn.
It wasn't until August 20th that they'd been swept twice. They've been swept twice through 4 series this year. And they've gone through, you know, having to bring up pitchers and all that last year. But they haven't been swept twice. They've been swept twice in 14 games now. 4 times total last year. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. It's early, perhaps. Coming up next, 10-2. 10 questions 2 weeks away from Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryan's doing work. Next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.